Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 38 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness today, a chance of showers this evening, and a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, a jury has convicted a man from Louisiana whose pickup truck hit a bicyclist who was camping after a Ragbri ride in Iowa. The Des Moines Register reports a 56-year-old Danny Carden of Homer, Louisiana, was found guilty of causing serious injury by vehicle, but found not guilty of leaving the scene of a serious injury accident. His sentencing in Fremont County District Court is scheduled for May 21st. An Iowa State Patrol report says James Foley of Jacksonville, Florida, was sleeping in a tent at the 59er Motel and Campgrounds in Shenandoah the night of July 17, 2016, when the pickup went off the driveway and struck the tent and him. Foley had been participating in Ragbri. Officials of the Cass County Health System report the emergency drive at the Cass County Memorial Hospital will be closed for about one week for resurfacing. The closure begins this morning. All traffic will need to approach the emergency department and rehab services, parking lot number C, by using the main entrance at the corner of 10th Street and Hospital Drive and driving around the back of the building. Drivers are reminded to be alert for pedestrians as they drive around the building. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon reminds area residents and motorists that a bridge construction project on U.S. Highway 71 over Lone Tree Creek, about 3.1 miles south of Atlantic, a tenth of a mile south of Cass County Road G35, required the closing of that road to traffic from now until later this summer. The official detour route traffic using will be Highway 92, Highway 148, and Highway 83. Officials at the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said yesterday the danger of fire spreading is getting much greater this week, and they ask fire stations and participating businesses to place their fire danger notification signs into the high category. Authorities say persons planning a controlled burn to plan their burn in advance and talk with their local fire chief before you start a fire that may be harder to control than anticipated. Already yesterday, there were several grass fires reported in Cass County. Firefighters are working to extinguish a wildfire that burned roughly 300 acres near the Missouri River. The Omaha World Herald says the fire that burned on Sunday has been contained but continued to smolder as of Monday. The fire started near Council Bluffs and covered more than 2 miles of brush and trees to the Veterans Memorial Bridge that connects to South Omaha. The fire also damaged an all-terrain vehicle park at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources manages. The cause of the fire was under investigation. And sentencing has been delayed for the third person involved in setting a fire to the historic Madison County covered bridge that is featured on the cover of the novel, The Bridges of Madison County. Court records say 18-year-old Alexander Hoff now will be sentenced on May the 18th. He'd been set for sentencing yesterday after pleading guilty to arson and criminal mischief for the fire that occurred last April. Two other people involved already have been sentenced to 5 years probation. They are Joel Davis and Olivia Bergman. The bridge near Winterset also was featured, in the 1995 movie adaptation of The Bridges of Madison County. In our funeral announcements, Floyd Heithoff, age 89, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial for Floyd Heithoff will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Bill Shannon, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Bill Shannon will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Diane Henkelman, age 73, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Diane Henkelman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Joan David, age 86, of Rural Orient, died Sunday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Joan David will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Eileen Dennis, age 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial for Eileen Dennis will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Orlin Farah, age 86, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Orlin Farah will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Brian Lee Voles, age 58, of Stewart, died Sunday at Mercy Medical in Des Moines. A memorial service for Brian Voles will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. D. Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died January 3rd. A celebration of life for D. Carnes Robertson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Marilyn Hanson, age 78, of Avoca, died January 6th. A celebration of life for Margaret Hanson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Robert Bob Just, age 79, of Atlantic, died April 17th. Memorial services for Bob Just will be Saturday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dolores D. Hankey, age 86, of Atlantic, died April 16th. A celebration of life service for D. Hankey will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Jerry Jones, age 79, of Flippin, Arkansas, formerly of Walnut, died February 20th. A celebration of life for Gerald Jones will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Monroe Methodist Church, northeast of Walnut. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.